Let's say it together. Ready?
Hello.
Welcome. And welcome.
Wait. Let's start over. 3, 2, 1.
Hello. And welcome to the Bynamic Duo podcast featuring
Jerry
and M, like the letter.
That's what we're doing? That's the intro?
Well, that's how it went. So we're just going to keep it because that's kind of how it goes when you're filming live. Not filming, recording. Recording live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's this podcast going to be about?
Good question. I bet all of our listeners are dying to know.
All five of you are dying
All five of you guys. Sorry, I got some rasp in my voice there. I don't know. Here, why don't you tell them a little bit about Our segment.
Oh, yes. So we decided that every single podcast that we do is going to be introed with a segment of us reading 50 Shades of Grey, but not just us reading it. We're going to be acting out our favorite characters. Like, for example, I'm going to be doing Mickey Mouse reading 50 Shades of Grey, and M is going to be reading 50 Shades of Grey as Elmo.
Yeah. So I think to get our voices warmed up a little bit, we should start with that and give them a good first impression. Good, you know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, take it away. What's your character?
Oh, Mickey Mouse.
Take it away, Mickey Mouse.
All right, so this is 50 Shades of Grey, read by Mickey Mouse. Uh-huh. I pull him deeper into my mouth so I can feel him at the back of my throat, and then to the front again. My tongue swirls around the end. He's my very own Christian Grey flavored popsicle. I suck harder and harder. My inner goddess is doing the merengue with some salsa moves. That was page 137 of 50 Shades of Grey.
I think next time we should announce the page number ahead of time.
Okay, yeah.
So they can read along. Or you know, it's kind of like a like citing a Bible passage. You do like chapter 7, verse 13.
Of 50 Shades of Grey.
Where her nipples elongate.
You want to do your impersonation?
Of course I do. Okay. I'm going to do my very best Elmo impersonation.
Your famous Elmo impersonation.
It's famous. So famous to like the 10 people I'm friends with.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this is 50 Shades of Grey, read by Elmo.
Hello, boys and girls. Before I know it, he's got both of my hands in his vice-like grip above my head, and he's pinning me to the wall using his lips. His other hand grabs my hair and yanks down, bringing my face up, and his lips are on mine. My tongue tentatively strokes his and joins his in a slow, erotic dance. His erection is against my belly.
I love it. That was perfect.
Does Elmo have a tongue? I'm not Elmo anymore. It's fine. I have a tongue. That's all that matters.
Yeah, Elmo has a tongue.
He does?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Interesting.
Do you think people, like, as a fetish, like, role play as Elmo in bed?
Why would you even think of that?
No, it's like a real question. Do you think people like get off to like the sound of Elmo?
Do you get off to the sound of Elmo?
No, absolutely not. And I want to make that clear. I do not get off to the sound of.
Is there something you need to tell me?
No, absolutely
Jerry,
not.
Because now's the time in front of all our listeners.
Do you think that some deranged, messed up people get off to the sound of Elmo?
Well, I think some perfectly normal people get off to the sound of Elmo.
No. If you get off to the sound of Elmo's voice, I think something's wrong with you mentally.
I mean, if you want the psychology behind it, it probably has something to do with the fact that, like, you resonate with that character that you grew up watching on TV.
Who the heck resonates as Elmo on TV?
I don't know.
Interesting.
But I'm sure somebody does.
Okay, but, like, isn't it, like, borderline pedophilia because Elmo's, like, 4 years old?
Elmo does not have an age.
No, Elmo's 4 years old.
Doesn't. How do you know that?
No, I'll look it up right now.
All right, look it up.
Okay, fine. I'm looking it up. Yeah, Elmo's 3.5 years old.
3.5?
Yeah, that's pedophilia.
Well, that's beyond pedophilia. That's just stuff that I don't want to think about.
It's okay? Puppetphilia.
Puppet.
It's puppetphilia.
That hurts me so much. But at the same time, I appreciated it.
So. No, but do you think people actually have a fetish for Elmo? Okay, do you think people role play? Do you think people role play as the Muppets, like in bed?
So, like, if I'm Elmo, who would you be?
I would be like, I'd be Kermit the Frog.
Okay, so let's just imagine, for a second that we are together, in a room, and things are getting spicy, right? Like, and medium Kermit, level salsa.
I'm Kermit the Frog,
and you're Kermit the Frog, and I'm Elmo. Okay. Like, let's try to seduce each other
as Kermit the Frog and Elmo.
Yep.
Okay, ready?
Right, countdown. I'm in character.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Hello, Kermit.
Hi, Elmo. How are you doing?
I'm just so good.
I almost sound like Yoda right there. Anyways, do you want me to tickle you, Elmo?
I'm a love when Kermit tickle his belly. Soft belly.
Soft belly. I cannot do a constant Kermit. Okay, fine. I'll try. Okay. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this.
Okay, I'm gonna tickle your belly now. Does this turn you on?
I'm a like when tickle belly, tickle more, tickle more.
Okay, this is getting really disturbing. I can't do this.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either. This is so bad.
Okay, well, okay. I have a strange question.
Sure, what's up?
Do you think Kermit has a penis?
Kermit has a penis?
Do you think he does?
I mean, all frogs have
like, penises. Is that why they film all of the Muppets from the chest up? Is because they just have, like, ginormous penises?
No, because you don't want to see the hand of the puppeteer.
I was just trying to make a joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were actually being serious. Like,
no, I know that there are puppeteers with hands up puppets' assholes, and that's why they do it from the chest up.
Okay. You really asking if Kermit the Frog has a penis?
No. I mean, like, okay, if he did, what would it look like?
It'd look like a frog penis, but with, like, felt on it. Green felt. No, because he's a puppet.
Oh. Well, okay. Now that we've got that out of the way, what other kinds of fetishes in your mind just pop up? When I say the word fetish...
Foot
what
fetish.
Comes to mind? Foot fetish?
Foot fetish.
Foot fetish.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those?
No, absolutely not. Do you?
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive.
Like, look at my feet right now. What do you feel when you look at them? Like,
I want to throw up.
Just feel my foot that's stroke gross. Your arm.
I want to throw up.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that
feet
bad.
I think feet are kind of disgusting.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they're just feet to me, but like, if when people start fetishizing feet, I think it's the most disgusting thing ever.
Interesting.
Like, it doesn't seem like a sexual thing, but people try to make it into a sexual thing.
Well, I feel like for the people that actually are aroused by, you know, feet pics, like,
would you actually I have a question. Would you sell feet pics?
Would I sell them?
Yeah, if someone asked you, like, would, like, hey, show me your feet and I'll pay top dollar for them, would you sell feet pics?
I think it depends who's asking. Like, is it my brother? No, is it like no, a stranger on the internet? Is it the president?
Stranger on the internet, like, asks you to sell feet pics. Would you sell feet pics?
I mean, so long as my name is nowhere attached to that photo.
So if it's anonymous.
If it's anonymous.
Okay.
Then I feel like, depending on how much they'd be willing to pay me, it could be a good, like, side gig.
Like, is there a minimum... like, you would want to get paid for your feet pics?
But, like, I'm priceless. You know, nobody has my feet for me.
That's true.
Nobody has the same, like, curve of the big toe.
curve of the big toe.
Yeah. Or, like, the same calluses in the same places.
Okay, so, like, oh, yeah, I should say that me and Em are dating.
Oh.
Yeah, we should have specified that.
Yeah.
Okay, so like...
I thought that was implied.
That was implied. Okay, fine. Well, I have a question. So like, say we're dating.
Okay.
And someone asks you to sell a feet pic while we were dating. Would you show them your feet?
Well, I mean, first of all, like, I would ask you.
Okay.
Like, you deserve to be consenting in that because... not that you own my feet, but like, you know, we're a pair. Yeah. We should work as a unit.
Of course, yeah.
But I think, you know... I feel like, why not?
Honestly, if someone asked you to sell feet pics, first I would ask how much they're willing to like to buy your feet pics for. Mm-hmm. And then I would probably let you sell feet pics.
Okay, I think minimum $100 a pic.
A pic?
A pic.
I was thinking like an album for $100.
An album? No.
At least five pictures of your feet for $100. That's $20 per foot or per picture of your
feet. Well, if they want a picture of both feet, $100. $10 a toe.
$10 a toe. $10 a toe. Yeah. No, but seriously, like, I feel like I would feel so greedy if I only sold one photo of my feet for $100.
But think about it. If you took 10 nice pictures of your feet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you just have them on hand for when people are like, yo, show me those toesies. Okay. Then like, you'd only have to send 10 pictures to make $1,000. If you charged $100.
No one's going to buy feet pics for $100.
You don't know that.
No.
You've never had a foot fetish. You don't know how difficult it is.
Do you have a foot fetish?
How. I. No.
Wait, do you actually have a foot
fetish? No, I don't. Obviously not.
Okay, good.
I promise. You would know this by now.
That would be. I'd probably break up with you on the spot if you had a foot fetish.
Rude. Don't discriminate.
I'm not discriminating. I just think it's disgusting. I can't do that.
Well, I wouldn't ask you to participate in anything that you weren't comfortable with.
There's only so much I could do, but like nothing with feet.
Okay, well, how would you like go about trying to understand how I felt if I did have a foot fetish?
I mean, I would try to understand it.
Like how, like give me like steps. How would you?
Like I'd like, I don't know, send you pictures of my feet and not ask for money.
What?
Like if you wanted to like fantasize about my feet, it was like, oh, you don't need to fantasize. I'll just send you photos of my feet. Like, and then like that's as far as I'll go.
So you wouldn't actually like touch my feet or like give me a foot rub or like.
Oh no, I'd give you a foot rub. Like, is it like sexual to give you a foot rub?
No, it's just like, oh, I enjoy it.
No, but everyone loves foot rubs.
I don't know about that. Some people don't like to be touched anywhere.
That's true. No, but like I love massages. So like I'd give you a massage. Like on your feet.
And then like you'd be like, hint, hint, wink, wink. Can I have one too?
Yeah. So you'd be down to sell feet pics.
I mean, theoretically, but also I hope that it never gets to that point where I have to decide.
Like, honestly, if someone asked me to sell feet pics, I would sell feet pics. Wow. That's easy money.
Really?
That's like completely easy money.
So like, would you just do it and then ask for forgiveness later and be like, hey, might have sold a pic of my left foot today?
Or like I wouldn't even tell you.
Yeah.
That
or like, would you come up to me first
about
it?
I would definitely ask you first. Okay, so like, would you feel comfortable if a guy asked me for feet pics?
Honestly, I don't discriminate.
Okay,
guy,
would
girl,
you feel would really? So if yeah. if a girl, like a really pretty girl, asked me for a feet pic, and I wanted to sell this girl a feet pic, would you be okay with that?
I mean, probably, as long as she's not trying to come after you. Okay, as long as it's strictly pics of feet.
As long as but like it's. To them, not to me, it's not sexual, but to them, it's obviously sexual.
So then that's why you would put like a monetary value on it so that it's a business and it's not any type of relationship. Okay. Like she's paying you for your services. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like you'd have some type of like consensual agreement where you both agree to like certain things and you understand like the rules and the boundaries.
Okay. So she would be my sugar daddy.
Well, that's not really how it works. She would just be like a top-notch client.
A top-notch client.
Yeah.
Okay. So bottom line, I would sell feet pics.
I would
ask you first.
Yeah. And I like vice versa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glad we agreed on that.
I'm glad that we had this very honest conversation.
All right.
About our feet.
Okay.
I mean, so speaking of interesting ways to make money.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of take the cake on this one.
Oh, are you talking about, I guess we can't say his name, so G?
Like, let's call him G.
Let's call him G. Okay.
Yeah, so for all of you guys that care to know, the story's a little bit strange, so you might want to cover your little one's ears.
It's like nothing sexual or nothing, but it could be interpreted as weird.
It could be misinterpreted, yeah. For sure. And it probably will take you a second to digest what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
So this is your heads up. If you need to sit down for a minute, if you need a cool glass of water or hold somebody's hand. All right, we're going to dive right in.
All right, do it.
So, G.
G.
Who is G, Jericho?
G is a 50-year-old man. Well, no, we should probably explain like how you met G.
Yes, but give him a synopsis of who he is.
Okay, G is a 50-year-old man who has a daughter of M's age. And he asks people online to cuddle him. He pays people to cuddle. Is that a good?
Yeah, that's a decent description. I mean, I would say, you know, he's definitely up there in age.
Yeah. He's as old as your dad.
True.
Which is kind of
creepy to think about.
That's really creepy to think about.
But like, I don't, that's not the first thing in my mind when we spend time together, you know?
Okay.
But
do you want to start from the beginning?
Yeah, I'll start from the beginning. My freshman year of college, this was 4 years ago now, so long ago. My housemate and I were drinking and we were both drunk out of our minds. And when I'm drunk, I just kind of, I become a free and flowing and honest spirit.
Okay.
And so my housemate who, I mean, I don't want to throw out her name. We'll call her A.
Okay, A. There's G and there's A.
G and A. Woo! But A is not a super, what's it called? Touchy-feely person.
Yeah.
You know? I'm more of a physical touch person.
I don't think I've ever hugged her before.
Probably not.
No.
I mean, I've only hugged her like twice.
I'm scared to hug her.
4 years I've known
her. I feel
like
she would like stab me with a knife if I tried to hug her.
She does have a collection of knives.
She has a lot of knives. That's exactly why I do not want to hug her.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, so we're talking and she's like, Emily, shut up. Like, stop talking about how lonely you are and how you want to cuddle people. Like, get a Tinder or something. And I was so offended. I was like, a Tinder? I'm so much better than Tinder. But like, fun fact, I ended up downloading it like a year later. But anyway, at the time, I was like, no. And so I'm still drunk. And she makes a weird Google search and she types in how to find people to cuddle or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then this website that nobody's ever heard of pops up called CuddleComfort.com.
CuddleComfort.com.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Okay. So what is CuddleComfort.com?
So CuddleComfort.com, thank you for asking, Jericho, is a website where you create a profile.
Yeah.
With your picture, your age, a little bit about you. It's kind of like any other site, except people on this site have the sole ambition to cuddle other people.
So nothing sexual, no kissing, nothing sexual.
Yes, no sexual.
Just cuddling. Okay.
And so I didn't realize she made me this profile.
Oh, so you didn't make the profile.
I did not touch the profile. I didn't know what happened.
Okay, so she made you the profile.
She made it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, while I was like knocked out on my bed.
Okay.
And I woke up the next morning and she wakes up and she opens her computer and she just starts maniacally laughing. She's just like, ah! And I'm like, what is going on? And she looks at me and she's like, so I might have signed you up for something and you have a lot of messages. You should come and take a look.
Okay.
So I walk over to the bed, her bed, not to sound creepy. I look at the computer and she's like, so this is this website. This is what it does. And these are all the people that want to cuddle you. Have at it. And I was like, what do you know? This is so embarrassing.
And then eventually, I almost said his name.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we can say his name.
G.
Okay, fine. Eventually, G messages you.
Yeah.
And what does he say?
So, all of the messages are still kind of, like, thirsty, you know? Like, hey, baby girl, you want to cuddle with me? Or something like that. And then I get this one really long email from a man named G. And I was like, oh. And I take a deeper look. He's, like, 50 years old. And I was like, oh, and he has a daughter that's my age. And then I was like, but it was a really nice, really well thought out email.
Okay. So it was like very sweet and very sincere.
Yeah. Like, and he was like,
no strings attached, just cuddling.
Yeah. He was like, I'm really just looking for a companion. I realize that you're not a professional cuddler, but like, I would like to make this a win-win for both of us. So like, you offer me companionship and cuddles and like, I'd be more than willing to like pay you for your services.
How much did he pay you?
Well, initially or like more recently?
Both. Let's start with initially.
So at the very beginning, I think he paid me $120 an hour.
$120 an hour.
Yeah.
That's insane. And how long would you cuddle him?
At least 2 hours, like 2 hour chunks.
So you'll get $240. That's more than what people make in a day.
Yeah.
$240
for a 2 hour block.
Hour block.
And we would do this like at least once a month.
And it was nothing sexual, no kissing.
Nothing sexual.
It was just purely cuddling.
Nada. Yeah.
Interesting.
Just cuddles. And like the other thing too is, I know this probably sounds really creepy at this point, but it was always in a public venue. He would always purchase a hotel room and just email me the room number and say, you know, this day, this time, how do you feel? And then I would show up and we, you know, we'd spend some time talking and getting to know each other. And he'd always purchase me lunch or dinner. And then,
oh, wait, dude, like what's even weirder? Okay, I don't know if it's like borderline creepy, but it's definitely weird, is that not only did he start paying you, but he started giving you gifts.
He did. Yeah. He started basically showering me with gifts.
Yeah. Like tell him about the guitar that he got you.
So, yeah. So as I started kind of like learning more about him and he started learning more about me, because, you know, what do you do when you cuddle? You kind of like talk to each other for a couple of hours. I'm a big musician. And so I told him I played quite a few instruments. You know, you got piano, guitar, ukulele, banjo, et cetera, et cetera. And he was like, you know, is there an instrument you'd love to have that you just don't yet? And I was like, well, if you're asking, like a 12-string guitar might be nice. And so the next month we met up and he goes, all right, Emily, like I have a surprise for you. I was like, what? And he didn't have a case for it. So he brings out this beautiful $500 12-string guitar.
No, it's actually beautiful.
It's in a pillowcase.
It's a beautiful guitar. I'm looking at it right now. It's actually a beautiful looking 12-string guitar.
It's really nice.
It sounds nice.
And that wasn't the only thing he got me. That was just like the first of like many really, really nice things.
Yeah. What else did he give you?
I mean, he gave me like a $50 Starbucks gift card one time. I know that sounds really funny. Sometimes he would send me home with like chocolate cakes. And then more recently, I think he got me, what are they called? Like those banjo lalies, like the banjo ukulele thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I know that he has one of those that he really wants to give to me.
Have you talked to him really recently?
I talked to him a little while ago, but you know, he's having some rough like personal issues. And okay, so for sure. I've been trying to give him space with that.
Okay.
But you know, I feel like, unless you have anything that tops that, that kind of takes the cake for
you. I really
like,
don't. Oh, wait, hold up.
The craziest way that I've made money before.
You said that initially he paid you $120 an hour. But yeah. Like, what was the final price that he would pay you an hour?
So he liked my services so much because I wasn't a professional, but I tried really hard to be as close to a professional as possible.
Of course. Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I would look up like appropriate cuddle positions. And then I would give him the names of them and I'd be like, okay, so we're going to try the sweetheart position. And then I would like position us and I'd be like, are you comfortable? And then he would always be super, just really mindful of his movements. And he'd ask me before he'd put his arm anywhere or like if he could play with my hair. And then at some point, you know, we started switching up our outfits because clothes aren't very comfortable to cuddle in. So I would like bring a onesie to work and then I changed into the onesie.
To work?
Yeah. And then I changed back out of the onesie. But anyway, you asked how much finally, you know, that I ended up being paid. And because of all my work and how sweet I was and how much of a friend I was, he was like, you know, I really appreciate all that you do for me and I'd like to pay you more if you're okay with that. And I was like, am I okay with that? Yes. And so he upped it to $200 an hour.
And you guys would cuddle for 2 hours.
And we would cuddle for 2 hours.
He paid you $400 per cuddle session?
Per cuddle session.
That is more than what people make in a day.
Well, and if listen to this. If you combine the gift that he would give me that week with the meal that he paid for.
It was more than
$400. And the money he paid me.
And the hotel room.
That's well into like $1,500.
Every cuddle.
Thing.
So he would invest about $1,500 of his own money just to cuddle you for 2 hours.
Just to cuddle me and talk to me and see how I'm doing.
Okay, does that mean I have to pay you to cuddle? Like,
No. That's part of the package deal when we date, you know?
Okay.
Especially since I'm like a super physical touch person. Like, that is one of my strongest love languages.
So what you're saying is I get cuddles for free.
You always get cuddles for free.
Yes.
In fact, you can cuddle me whenever you want to.
So I don't need to pay $1,500.
You don't have to pay. You don't even have to ask. You can just come up to me and be like, oh, squishy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you do that anyway.
Oh, no, I do that all
weirdo.
The time.
Weirdo.
No.
How dare you cuddle me? That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross. It's just thought of cuddling you just makes me want to vomit.
Okay, well, that's a little much, but.
No, I can't imagine spending that much money just to cuddle someone, a stranger, for like $1,500. Like, I mean, yeah, I know he paid you $400, but like the time and investment of money he did, what he put down just to cuddle you for 2 hours is insane. Is this guy rich?
I don't know if he's rich, but like he just doesn't have a whole lot of people to spend his money on. It is like a bachelor lifestyle because he's divorced from his wife, you know?
Oh, okay.
And I think his daughter's like older now. She's at least my age.
Okay.
You know, and I'm 21.
That's sad.
And he does a lot of travel, so he's not in one place for any one time for very long.
Okay, so know how we were talking about, like, would you be okay with me selling feet pics?
Yes.
Would you be okay, while we were dating, some older lady asked me to cuddle her and she would pay me. Would you be okay with that?
My question for you would be, is it platonic?
Like, what do you mean by platonic?
Like, non-sexual. No,
yeah, non-sexual at all.
And then my other question for you would be, is that something you would be comfortable with? Because I feel like it takes a very special type of person to get into the cuddling business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're such a professional.
No, I'm not. But I do have a little bit of experience on my plate. But what I'm saying is, like, you don't think about what to do once you're in the moment.
Yeah.
Ahead of time. Like, I didn't. I got there. And then I was like, oh, I probably should have thought of like some things for us to talk about. Or maybe we could decide if we want to watch a movie the next time while we cuddle. Or, you know, there's so many things that you can do. Listen yeah. to music, like take a nap. And I just didn't even think of those things the first couple of times. So you kind of have to build up like the social aspect of it to make them feel comfortable. And make sure that you also feel comfortable.
Okay. So like, but would you be okay with that if someone asked, like an older lady asked me to cuddle her for money?
I mean, I think I'd be a little bit of a hypocrite if I wasn't okay with it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like we've talked about it and we've decided that, you know, on occasion, if it makes good money and it's purely like for a friendship or a companionship, then like you're okay with it. And then yeah. if you're ever not, then I just don't. No question. Like, you are my first priority.
Aw, thank you. That's how I mean, like, be. I totally would, as long as it's, like, completely platonic, I would be okay with, I almost said selling feet pics, which I am okay with. Which I am okay with. If you guys want my feet pics for money, like, I'm happy
hit
to
sell. Hit us up.
Hit us up. No, but, like.
Unless you're underage, then unless
you're underage, please do not ask for feet pics or give us feet pics. Please don't do that. But anyways, anyway. But, like, I would be totally okay to cuddle people for money while we were dating.
Interesting.
Yeah, but the question is, like, would you be okay with that?
I would be okay with it as long as you're comfortable.
As long as it's platonic.
As long as it's platonic, as long as you're being safe about it, and as long as, you know, you don't feel the need to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, as long as
I mean, like, I don't have a job. I don't have a job right now, so I'm honestly tempted to just make an account tonight and ask people if they want to cuddle with me for money.
Oh, Jericho.
I feel like I should do it.
I mean, do whatever your heart so desires.
Okay, so like right now we're in the middle of the pandemic mm-hmm. and everything, so it's probably not a good idea to just cuddle
actually,
with random people.
Actually, I'm going to say put a pause on that.
Yeah, put a pause on that.
Until social distancing is no longer in effect.
That's true. Okay, so definitely I'm not going to do that. At least not right now.
In the future, maybe.
Okay, say we were married.
Okay.
Like, not dating. We're actually married. And someone asked either you or me to cuddle them for money. What would you say to that?
I think at that point, it's either a profession or it's not a good idea.
So you mean like making cuddling a career?
Yeah, I think either we take it a little bit more seriously and we like take a couple classes, get a certification. Like,
you can take a certification class to cuddle? No way.
Yeah, of course. They exist. That's how professional cuddlers exist, and they get money for it.
Really?
Yes. There's all kinds of YouTube videos. Like, you could look them up, of like famous YouTube stars paying somebody to professionally cuddle them, and then they talk about what the experience was like.
Okay, now I'm like thinking that I should like not have gone to school and just become a professional cuddler. Okay, here's the thing. I can imagine a bunch of creepy old guys wanting to cuddle a young, beautiful woman, but I can't imagine people wanting to cuddle young men.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I feel like it's actually more popular for an older woman to pounce after...
Like a cougar?
Yeah, a little bit.
No, like, because at that point, it's like a sexual thing. It's not platonic. It's a sexual thing at that point.
That's true. But like, I honestly feel like, and this is just, you know, my own inference or how I'm reading into it, but I feel like these men have more to get out of it than like vice versa. Because if you have an older man with a younger woman, that relationship has an expiration date. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, women's biological clocks only work for so long. Okay. And after a certain point, men are just like, meh. And so an older man might not mind being with a younger woman, but the younger woman's going to be like, after a while. But with a guy, it's kind of like street cred. You know, like, oh, I got to stick it in her last night.
That's,
you know,
gross.
We're not talking about that.
We're talking about a completely platonic cuddle session.
I know
session.
That. But what I'm saying is, I feel like younger men like yourself have more to gain in this situation. Have more reason to stay.
Because, so for street cred.
Yeah. And other things.
I feel like I would be embarrassed if I was cuddling an older woman and people found out.
Well, then don't let people find out.
You're right. I should go under like a pseudonym. What should be my pseudonym? Give me a pseudonym right now.
Big Daddy Cuddles.
Big Daddy Cuddles.
Yeah. Or like, you know, whatever. Your pseudonym should kind of like give off the vibe of the type of person that you want to attract. So if you don't want to attract a creeper, then like don't have a creeper name.
Pokemon Lover 69.
That would attract a very specific type of human, yes.
My Little Pony Lover 69, Brony, hashtag Brony.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wait, did I ever tell you about that story in high school? I was in high school. And it was like the peak of My Little Pony. And I jokingly said in the classroom that I was a brony. And my teacher pulled me aside and said, hey, Jericho, I just want to let you know that you can't say that in school.
Why? Because you're at a super Christian school or what?
Oh, no, not only that, but like because she thought that brony was a sexual term. I guess like technically that's what it is. Like creepy guys are bronies because it's like a sexual thing, but like she purely thought that brony meant a sexual thing where I was sexually attracted to My Little Pony.
So can you like break it down for me, because I'm not really sure what a brony is.
Okay, so first I gotta start off, My Little Pony animated little kid
children's show.
Yeah, and bronies are like really dedicated fans to the show, strictly like male around my age and like 30s and 40s who are up. I don't know if it's like a sexual thing, but it's like they're obsessed with the show and the characters.
So is it just like a term for a fan?
A term
of
for
My
like
Little
a
Pony?
Hardcore fan of My Little Pony.
Okay.
Yeah, and they call themselves bronies.
Okay.
Like boys or men who like My Little Pony.
Okay.
And so I said in the classroom, hey, I'm a brony. As a joke, I'm not actually a brony, but like I said, I'm a brony. My teacher pulled me aside and said, hey, like you can't say that in the classroom. I was like, why can't I say that? I was like, I know what it means. Like, my teacher said this.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, Jerry, I know what it means. And I know it's a sexual fetish. And you need to stop that right now. I'm just like...
How old were you?
I was 15 or 16.
Okay.
And I told my teacher, I was like, no. It's not a sexual thing. It just means I'm a fan of My Little Pony, which I'm not. It was just a joke. And she was trying to, like, understand what brony meant. And so she looked it up online. I was like, oh, so it's not a sexual thing. But people take it into a sexual thing.
Okay, but you look at anybody nowadays. You can turn anything into an innuendo.
Yeah, I can be sexually attracted to my guitar.
And I'm sure they have a name for that.
They do?
I probably.
Can you look it up?
Yeah. So I just looked up. I was going to throw it in there. The annual salary of a professional cuddler.
Okay.
How much do you think it is?
$40,000 a year.
Did you cheat?
Oh, is that really the number?
Yes.
That's really the number?
$40,000 a year.
That's not a lot, though.
It's not, but it's, you know, if you're a school teacher in a certain part of, like, the U.S. or whatever, like, you're going to be making the same amount as a professional cuddler.
Yeah, but you don't get benefits as a professional cuddler.
That's true.
You don't get 401k. You don't get dental.
But you get the psychological and health benefits
of cuddling. Of
personal touch.
That is such BS. It's kind of, like,
built into your job.
That's,
you know?
So stupid. Like, I would rather get a dental plan than, like, what's the chemical that you get when you hug someone?
Oh, is it like oxytocin?
Is it serotonin or oxytocin? I think it's oxytocin.
One of the brain chemicals. I should know this. I graduated with a degree in psychology.
I think it's oxytocin.
Okay.
I think,
yeah. We'll agree on it and we'll check. We'll double check later. But here, you look up if there's a name for being sexually attracted to a guitar, because I'm actually very curious. Like,
sure, I'll look it up right now.
Or maybe it's not being attracted to a guitar. Maybe it's like wanting to be played like a guitar.
Okay, so like, there's like Urban Dictionary called "guitar sexual," a sexual attraction to guitars. And then I found, like, when you know, like, you can ask questions on the internet.
Sure.
Like Yahoo questions or something. I found one of those questions. And the question is it bad that I'm sexually attracted to musical instruments? Want me to be the answer?
I guess you have to.
Okay, so the answer to that question that someone posted online is not at all. If you are attracted to children playing musical instruments, or if for some reason a dog or goat was playing a musical instrument, then that would be bad. The general rule about what is appropriate for sexual contact is, can it give consent? A dog or goat cannot provide consent, and so it is bad to fuck them. A child cannot give consent either, ever. So you can get all sorts of freaky with a flute if you want, because no consent is needed. So this guy is saying it's okay to fuck a guitar.
Oh my God.
That is so creepy.
I mean, it's one thing to like play it like really emotionally and passionately and let the music flow out of you, but it's a completely different thing to take the neck of the guitar and shove it up your vagina or your asshole or down your throat, like those cool sword swallowers. I'm sure there's
but
people
instead
that do
it's
that
with
the guitars.
Guitar,
yeah,
the guitar neck.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't even, oh my gosh. Okay, so that exists.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised. I shouldn't be
people
surprised.
People are actually sexually attracted to musical instruments.
Wow. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, the thing is, I love music.
Yeah, I love music too, but not to a sexual level.
And I can look at an instrument and be like, that is beautiful. Like, I want it in my collection. I want to be able to play it and like,
yeah, it's like when you see like a beautiful dog, like,
yes,
a German Shepherd. Like, you're saying like, that is a beautiful, well-groomed, strong-looking dog. You're not saying, oh my God, I want to fuck that dog. You're not saying that.
No. Not at all.
Because it, at that level, you have a problem and you should seek therapy.
So I guess that's a good question. Like, at what point is it a problem if it doesn't affect other people?
So like, what do you mean? Like, explain that.
I mean, if guitar sexual,
yeah,
is a thing,
yeah,
right? At what point does it become an issue if it literally doesn't affect anyone but the person that wants to participate in that?
But I guess you're right. What if, okay, so you know, like Toy Story, like the toys are actually real and,
yeah,
they're actually like animatronic and all that stuff that they actually have emotions and everything. What if to be guitar sexual is to think that the guitar can actually give consent because it's actually like a living thing?
You know, I'm speechless.
You know, like the reason why they're attracted to a guitar is because the guitar has feelings and like it can like move and talk by itself.
Okay, so hear me out. We came up with guitar sexual.
Yeah.
Like I haven't heard anything else about any other instrument. But like, what if these individuals which care to partake in guitar sexual acts and, mm-hmm, attraction,
yeah,
are thinking, well, since I can't find a real living breathing piece of wood, to shove up my asshole. I'll just take this dead one in the shape of a guitar that can't say no.
But it can't say yes.
It can't say yes, but it can't say no.
That's so bad. That is so bad. Oh my God. You've got a friend in me.
Literally in me.
You've got a friend in me.
Wow. You know, I think if we keep going, it's just going to get to a place where we're going to need to stop anyway. So I feel like this is a good episode.
This first episode is just done.
This first episode has come to a close.
All right. Well, you guys hit it. Ugh, I can't speak right now. You guys
heard it here.
You heard it for Hootie Heaty.
You heard it here first, folks. Welcome to the Binamic Duo. And we hope to see you again sometime.
Hope to see you again. This is Jerry and...
And M.
Yeah. And
like the letter.
Is that like your thing now? It's like I don't know. The letter.
I just felt like tacking it on there. But anyway, we love you guys already. We can tell we're going to be super close friends. And I think we should... Here, let's try and say the same thing together to sign off.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Pizza.
Good.
Oh.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Guys.
See you next time. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.